Our guest at the cafe this morning is Paul Voss, the manager of the Commerce Chamber of Commerce. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, John Mark. How are you?
You're doing good. And Paul is just almost bursting with things he wants to talk about, of things that you are seeing in commerce that that make you optimistic and enthusiastic about how things really are going under the circumstances.
You know, John Mark, there are some great things happening in commerce, Texas. There always are great things happening in commerce. But, you know, first, we've always been a strong sense of community here in commerce. We've had that as long as I've been here, for over 40 years. It's been neighbor helping neighbor, friend helping friend. But, you know, in times like this, you really see and feel the community coming together to support local businesses especially. And, you know, these guys are hurting really, really bad. And starting back in March, we had some local businesses that have really stepped up, and they're feeding our first responders, our police, our fire, our EMTs, the medical staff, and at the hospital. And since this kind of got started, we really got started with Lulu's doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And they have the drive through, and it started with him wanting to help. We started doing that. Then all of a sudden, now this program has morphed into, we've added the postal workers. The people are feeding the postal workers, the sanitation workers, the long-term assistance providers, the nursing home shut-ins, as well as the staff. I mean, you know, when you have 100 or so people that you're feeding, you're really, and you're trying to keep your doors open, that's really something that to be said for the business owners in our community, as well as the people in our community that are stepping up to go in and order from these businesses for curbside pickup or for call-in pickup or for delivery. And it's just something to behold. I have people calling me every day wanting to help.
We are talking with Paul Voss, and Paul, of course, the Commerce Chamber of Commerce manager. You're telling me that wow, they're taking a hit, all right, but by and large, local businesses are doing pretty well. In particular, the restaurants are doing pretty well with takeout and drive-through and so on.
Right. Well, you know, and that's one of the things that I think that is a testament to them as well, because we started back in early March knowing that this was kind of going to come to our businesses, and we started talking to them about if they didn't have availability for curb service. Nobody was doing curb service much then, if at all. And, you know, you might not have to lay off some people if you provide a curb service or a call-in service or a delivery service. Some of these restaurants have stepped up to do home delivery. We've got people that are volunteering to go and get medications at the pharmacy, and the police are offering to do that as well. Shut-ins, if you've got somebody that you know needs food, can we help you? Can we call in orders at Walmart and go get groceries for them and stuff like that? And it's just one of those things that I know that a lot of people know about this now, but we have on our Facebook page, we have a Commerce to Go, and I think you've mentioned something about that before.
Yep, sure.
On your program,
mm-hmm.
Where the businesses can call in, and not call in, but they can get in on our page,
mm-hmm.
and they can adjust their menu, they can adjust their times. They'll know exactly whether they're doing takeout, they're doing curb service, they're doing delivery, whatever. And it just helps everybody that are shut in to know exactly what's available out there. And some of these businesses are down. You know, so they're all taking a hit. Don't get me wrong. They're all taking a hit on it. They've all had to lay people off, and they don't want to do that. And some of them are trying, you know, to do everything they can to not do that. But some of these businesses are down 20%. And, you know, and with in a age where businesses are having to close, down 20% is a lot better than anything else. But just a prime example, the other day I was downtown. I am downtown every day. but when you go by Dos Laredos and you see 30 or 40 people outside waiting for takeout, you know, and they're doing delivery as well.
Right.
So, you know, it's
that's pretty darn good. I have been.
It's just heartening to see the support from our town.
Yeah, I've been impressed to see how well some of them, the restaurants in particular, are doing with the takeout. Now we've got on this particular visit, we've just got a minute or so left. But you're going to start a similar Facebook page for other businesses soon, Paul?
Yes, we are. As soon as we get the clearance from the county commissioners, well, it's from the state and then the county commissioners. But as soon as we get the clearance to open up the businesses again, we don't know yet exactly how that's going to look, the model is going to look, if it's going to open up part-time or whatever. But we're going to put up, and we haven't named it yet or anything like that, but it's going to be on our Facebook page of when these businesses can do the exact same thing as the Commerce to Go is doing. And they can put what services they're going to offer, if they want to, the hours they're going to be open. But John Mark, I just cannot say how excited we are about this. Everybody's going around, a lot of people are going around in the nation crying gloom and doom, and we're not gloom and doom in Commerce, Texas.
All right, Paul. It's inspiring to have a early morning conversation with you, I must say. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah. And we appreciate you, and we appreciate the citizens of Commerce and everything that we stand for.
All right. And Paul Voss, Commerce Chamber Commerce Manager. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.